Get ready to turn that idea of yours into a successful side hustle without sacrificing time for the other things in your life. No matter your field, Wix's chat-based AI can help you get your website up and running in minutes so you can start achieving your goals. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? AI-powered campaigns, SEO, market insights. We're always there for you. From launching your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, head over to Wix.com and start creating today.
First decision of the morning. A creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or will we ease into the day with a sweet vanilla? Maybe a smooth caramel? Ooh, what about that white chocolate mocha? No matter which flavor you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Better coffee starts a better day. Start with bottled Starbucks frappuccino drinks. Pick up a bottle near you wherever you buy your groceries.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We've all tried the healthy versions of indulgent foods on the market, but there's always something lacking in the taste and texture department. Well, some new research may have cracked how to get the melt-in-the-mouth sensation of full-fat chocolate without compromising on taste, but without all the fat. Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by research fellow in oral tribology at the University of Leeds, Dr. Siavash Sultanahmadi. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Now, the extraordinary thing about chocolate is that it melts at our body temperature. So that's why it's lovely in the mouth. It's melting in your mouth. Whereas a boiled sweet, you have to suck on it and eventually it dissolves in the mouth. Isn't that so?
That's right. That's absolutely true. And as you mentioned, one of the challenges we are facing, obviously, when we are reducing the amount of sugar or fats in a food, then sometimes we can't really produce the food, the pleasant, tasty food we are aiming with that reduced amount of the fat. Saying that, so basically eating is quite a complex process. We try to break down this process to three stages for a chocolate case. And then, so as you mentioned, basically, initially, when we are trying to have a chocolate, when it's placed in the mouth, there is a direct contact between the tongue and the solid chocolate before melting. Then chocolate is on the second stage, obviously, chocolate can melt on the tongue. And as you mentioned, that fatty layer covers the tongue. And eventually, at the later stages, the sugar crystals, which is within the chocolate, it will be dissolved in the biological fluid in mouth, which we call it saliva. And it's becomes a kind of emulsion, which is basically oil droplets in the saliva.
So that's the mechanism by which we currently enjoy chocolate. So you wanted to figure out if there was a way of having lower calorie, lower fat content chocolate while not compromising on that lovely in-the-mouth feeling. So I believe you have an artificial tongue. What is that?
That's true. That's absolutely true. So basically, that's coming from our previous work. So where we did, basically, we tried to take samples from real human tongues and we analyzed them with some light techniques and electron microscopic imaging. And we did some statistical analysis on those to find out the size of the what we call papillae on the surface of the tongue, which are some bumps or, as you like, some kind of a roughnesses on the tongue. So we found out the distribution of them, the size of them, and where they are located. And we, with the use of some softwares, we try to emulate that design into some elastomers using some 3D printing techniques. And we produce an elastomer or a material, let's say, put it in this way, which replicates some mechanical properties of real human tongue tissue. And also those bumps in terms of their size, distribution, and the texture. So that's we call it basically mechanical tongue, or as you like, we can call it a rental tongue as well, which can be used to analyze any kind of a food in terms of their texture and tactile properties.
Okay, so you don't have to just keep on sampling the chocolate yourself.
That's absolutely true. Yeah. Obviously, as I mentioned, eating is quite complex. So with this tongue, we can definitely have an idea of the flow, that of the flow behavior of the food. But there are some other contributing factors in real life as well, as you like aroma. And some other like flavor things and stuff, which really needs more work to implement it into our
Your quest anyway was in terms of creating a chocolate that would still have the same feel in the mouth, that lovely, luxurious, silky feel in the mouth, while not being as full of fat as the normal chocolate would be. So did you then start to cook up different recipes of chocolate?
That's true, exactly. So basically, with our observation through these physical measurements, we showed that the fat plays obviously the most important role across all the stages I've mentioned earlier. But the results we had gave us an indication the location of the fat is actually more important rather than the amount of the fat. So with this, obviously, we tried to come with one design strategy where we could put the fat where it is needed and it can be felt by our tongue, and with this strategy get rid of the excess fat, which is sometimes located in the body or the bulk of the chocolate.
So effectively, say you take an individual chocolate sweet or a section of a chocolate bar, it's only the surface that you'd need to have this excess, if you like, of fat. But in the body of that lozenge or square of chocolate, you can have a lower fat content, and therefore the overall fat content will be low.
Exactly. So the surface of the chocolate is very important. And also in the chocolate, we have got some solid particles, if you like, it's called cocoa solids. So that's the main ingredient of the chocolate. If we can have enough of fat on the surface and between these particles, so we don't need to have much more than that fat, to be honest, to have that pleasant, let's say, self-indulging experience of we expect from chocolates.
Now, how far away are we from this becoming part of the commercial chocolate scene?
All right, that's a great question. So that's definitely needs more work in terms of collaboration with chocolate manufacturers and trying different recipes, and eventually also needs to be screened and tested with some humans as well, so we can find out that ideal product. So probably if we are looking about a few years of time, so we can hopefully launch it or at least have that right recipe.
Yeah, because whichever of the big manufacturers, be it Nestle or Cadbury, whoever comes to market with a low-calorie, low-fat, delicious chocolate bar, will have a winner.
That's true. That's definitely true, yeah. Mm.
I'll pass on a message from one of my texter listeners. Catherine says, I would like to offer my services to be a chocolate taster. Anything I can do to help re-chocolate would not be a problem at all.
Sure. That's fantastic.
So you have at least one volunteer to do your testing for you. Dr. Siavash Sultana Mahdi, Research Fellow in Oral Tribology at the University of Leeds. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Get ready to turn that idea of yours into a successful side hustle without sacrificing time for the other things in your life. No matter your field, Wix's chat-based AI can help you get your website up and running in minutes so you can start achieving your goals. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? AI-powered campaigns, SEO, market insights. We're always there for you. From launching your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, head over to Wix.com and start creating today.